Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Coming up on show 1087, when using a Tesla supercharger is actually slower than a third-party charger. Stick around, I'll explain. Also on the show today, Rivian is tapping up the likes of Tesla for talent. Kia introduces the EV6 in Times Square. And the Mustang Mach-E has one feature that some say is the best feature in years. Well, if you get any value from this podcast, do consider supporting my work on Patreon. All of those Patreon supporters do get their own unique ad-free podcast feed at whatever level of support. We have changed hosts over the last few days, and it does mean that for some that are non-Patreon supporters, the show remains free. Might get the occasional ad. Hope that's okay. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily for Wednesday, 19th of May. My name is Martin Lee. I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Headline story today in just a moment, but first of all, President Joe Biden made the case yesterday for his $174 billion EV proposal. He was urging automakers not to build zero-emissions vehicles abroad if they want to sell them to US customers. American-made, American buyers. And he even got to take a new zero-emission truck out for a drive, says MercuryNews.com. Of course, you've worked out by now. We're talking about the Ford F-150 Lightning he was driving. Biden arguing, though, on stage that the United States is falling behind China, which is selling more EVs. Now, Biden went to a Ford test track to drive the EV truck. At this point, still camouflaged, Thursday's show is going to be all about the F-150 Lightning and why I think it is the EV reveal of the year. Make sure you listen to tomorrow's show for my theory on that. US presidents are typically not allowed to drive by security officials. They're normally in the back behind some bulletproof glass. But Biden ruled out having someone drive him, and he wanted to drive the F-150 Lightning himself, not on public roads, was on a test track. He also ruled out consumer incentives for high-priced EV luxury models. According to a White House fact sheet, he's arguing for dramatic government spending to prod Americans to buy EVs, but affordable ones, not ones that are, in his opinion, deemed luxury EVs. Well, Biden's pushing for EVs in the auto industry heartland, trying to win over automakers worried that electric cars and electric trucks and electrifying everything will mean fewer jobs. Of course, the White House wants to encourage new battery production facilities as well. They are key to ramping up EV vehicle manufacturing. You can't do one before the other ones. You can't make the cars, the vehicles, anything like that until you got the batteries. And it's what has been in so many ways. I know there's a chip shortage at the moment, but in many ways, over the last few years, it's been a lack of batteries, which has hampered cheaper and better EVs on the market. Let's talk about the electric Ford F-150 Lightning. The battery weighs over 1,800 pounds all on its own. It's being revealed in full tomorrow. Like I say, listen to Thursday's podcast for a full chat, a single topic podcast for a change. Don't do too many of those. But the battery-powered pickup will be one of the most important models coming from Ford ever, and it signals their commitment to electric vehicles, says The Drive, during a conversation that was overheard between President Biden and the chief engineer of the F-150 Lightning, Linda Zhang. He asked, hey, what's the weight of the battery? And she revealed that it's 1,800 pounds, a point that was mentioned by Reuters reporter David Shepherdson on Twitter. Now, EV expert John Osborne says that translates to a battery pack capacity of 112 kilowatt hours. All I would say is 112 kilowatt hours is not enough for a heavy truck that, you know, we know it looks like an F-150 to carve its way through the air not going to be aerodynamic, and it's certainly going to be pretty heavy as well. And so 112 kilowatt hours, if there are multiple battery pack sizes, will not be the biggest one. Listen to tomorrow's show for more details. Now, let's talk about Rivian and how Rivian have got a big job on their hands to get EVs out of the door. So they're on an aggressive sprint to upend the EV business, and they're going to be selling three models. There's the R1S, the SUV, the R1T, the truck, which comes next month, deliveries in June next month, and, of course, Amazon's delivery van. And for their ambitious effort, they're harnessing powerful weapons. Former Tesla employees, those that were responsible for the likes of the Model 3, says Bloomberg. Now, Bloomberg has identified more than 50 high-level roles currently occupied at Rivian who used to be at Tesla, from directors to executive VPs, senior managers. If you include all of those, the number goes to more than 100 at the moment. Now, in dotting its leadership ranks with veterans of Tesla, Rivian has moved to improve its chances of emerging as the most credible challenger to Tesla. But these hires stand out. Alumni of Tesla are in higher concentration in Rivian's middle management and upper management as well, giving the CEO, who is RJ Scaringe, invaluable experience of people that have lived and breathed through it and got the Model 3 to market. And he wants to leverage that experience to take on Tesla and avoid repeating the mistakes which were hard learned at Fremont. Next, one of the cars I'm most excited about this year, and that is Kia's EV6, alongside sister, cousin car, if you want to call it that, the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Two cars that I'm really, really excited about seeing real-world drives and reviews when they start to get into customers' hand. And now they're introducing them in the US in Times Square. It's going to be the first car from Kia that is pure electric without a hybrid or a petrol counterpart, if that makes sense. And it'll be the first vehicle to reflect their complete shift in brand identity. Kia dropping the word motors from their name, as others have done. See Tesla many years ago. Was that 2017? Maybe they did that. Says TheHill.com, the first piece of the brand's electrification comes in the form of the EV6, unveiling it in Times Square in New York City last night. An illuminated stage in the middle of the famed Father Duffy Square revealed two versions of the new Kia EV6, following a countdown that was projected across billboards all around the square. Well, Kia of North America's president and CEO, Seng-Kyu Yun, during the opening remarks, said this, and I quote, "Tonight is a big moment for Kia. The EV6 is the first vehicle to launch under Plan S," which stands for shift, by the way, in case you were wondering. "It marks a new and transformative era for Kia's electrification. The shift is really a transformation of our company and includes a $25 billion investment into an electric future," end quote. Well, Electrek notes that for the EV6, the drivetrain starts with a 160-kilowatt rear motor and a 58-kilowatt-hour battery, which is the one that I would have. Personally, I don't do that many long trips, and when I do, we've got a little fella now, so the baby will want to either, you know, if he's sleeping or wants to get out and run around and stuff. Like, the idea of driving for 4 or 5 hours straight, like I guess I used to do in my 20s, it's just, like, alien to me now. We're going to be stopping every hour and a half, 2 hours. If I do long trips, of course, COVID, haven't been. And so why would I want to carry around a big battery 50 weeks of the year, or 51 weeks of the year, probably, doing my errands? So, rear-wheel drive, because it's not cold enough here to be, you know, inclement weather, in snow, and the small battery. It's cheaper, you get the range. That'd be my option. But what about you? I'd love to know, by the way. Well, Electric says that if you upgrade, the larger battery is 77.5 kilowatt hours, a bit bigger than the Ioniq 5, 218 horsepower, all-wheel drive, and it adds a 70 kilowatt front motor. 0 to 65 seconds, and if you max out the EV6's specs in the GT version, you get 576 horsepower, 0 to 63.5 seconds, which is brutal, let's face it. Nickel cobalt manganese batteries, offering 300 miles of range on the bigger battery, and Kia claims the EV6 is the world's first multi-charging system. And so let me explain that. Most chargers that you turn up to, if they are 50 kilowatt chargers, which are pretty much here, you know, the ones that are everywhere, anything faster than 100 is still pretty rare, they operate around 400 volts. So the cars that plug into them are natively supported, if you like. So a car like the Porsche Taycan, which is an 800-volt system, Well, if you are buying that, make sure you check out the configurator because you can spec an optional converter that means when you plug in to a 400-volt system that charges faster than 50 kilowatt, you would get the full speed. Whereas Hyundai Group, so Hyundai Kia Genesis, have got their own technology, which they're really proud of, which means they don't need to spec additional converters that live inside the car. You just need to think about buying the car and whatever the charger is, it is. And that's the way it should be. So the car recognizes 400 or 800 volt systems, working with DC chargers from 50 to 350 kilowatts. The way that the Hummer does it, by the way, is it uses two batteries that operate at 400 volts and it stacks them. And so it kind of it switches between the two systems. So various ways of doing it. Hyundai really proud of theirs, and of course has a vehicle to load as well, so you can plug things in. Although only 3.6, I think, kilowatts, which is, you know, going to be a little bit less than what you can pull from future EVs, as people, you know, I think want to be using their car much more as an energy store. Next, Tesla Model 3 charges quicker on third-party chargers than Tesla's own superchargers. Headline story today. After the most recent DC fast charging analysis of a Tesla Model 3 long range at a Tesla V3 supercharging station, so the latest greatest, which will go up to 250 kilowatts briefly if you turn up at a low state of charge and the battery is perfectly conditioned, now we can look at the results from using the CCS Combo 2 plug here in Europe. According to Inside EVs, Tesla has retrofitted its supercharging network in Europe with the CCS 2 plugs. I can attest to that. That's all done now for the Model 3 and maybe Model Y when I can finally get a right-hand drive version. But it only charges at 200 kilowatts. So you might think, okay, well, it's less than a third-party charger, therefore it's not as good. But bear with me on this. Let me explain. Data for the CCS 2 plugs, the third-party ones, like the ones at FastNed, for instance, a great network that share a ton of data. First of all, the charging curve on the CCS2 chargers is way different to Tesla's own V3 superchargers. It looks capped through the current limit in the first part. So you turn up at both chargers, low state of charge, and charging will never exceed 200 kilowatts on a third-party charger. On the FastNed, it peaked around 195 kilowatts, despite the fact that the FastNed chargers can deliver 300. Interesting thing is that while charging at a V3 supercharging station, although you get that peak power hit, that instant hit of power when you turn up and the battery is low, the power rapidly decreases and starts to manage temperatures and battery safety. However, with the CCS charger, it continues normally and it exceeds the supercharger output once you get to around 60% state of charge. The average charging power in the really important range of going, say, 20 to 80 is 128 kilowatts on average. That's 66% of the peak value. For comparison, in the case of the Model 3 on a V3 supercharger, it's actually less, 106 kilowatts average, because by then, by the time it gets to 80%, it's ramped down, it's managing its temperatures, it doesn't want to overload the battery. So maybe the answer for Tesla, obviously, you know, they do it how they do it, but actually if someone's charging from 10 to 80 or 20 to 80, maybe charge slower, keep the batteries a little bit cooler. The way that it works on third-party networks is that it never goes super fast, but if you are fully charging the battery to 80%, it's going to be quicker. However, if you are simply making a splash and dash, turning up at, you know, 5% state of charge in your Tesla on a V3 supercharger, you are going to get that wham-bam, thank you, ma'am, full hit of speed. Next.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We'll talk Mustang Mach-E, and the best new feature, according to this website, is the digital key. They say that after spending a week with the Mach-E, they can say that they never once wished for a physical key. The car recognizes your phone as it walks up to the car, just like as if you had a key fob in your pocket. The lights turn on, the door open, button is pushed. Looks like the little round iPhone button at the bottom of the screen. You just push it on the door and the door pops open. It says Tech Republic. Once you get inside, a quick push of the stop-start button and the car comes to life. There's no indication that you don't have a key with you And it's totally seamless. And I love the idea of phone as a key, especially because we hear a lot about car theft, where people leave their front keys by their car keys by their front door. And there are all sorts of scanners and things which criminals use to pick up the signal of the key and then amplify it to the car, let themselves in, and don't even need the key. Of course, with the phone, that's not possible. And the phone is much more secure. So I would I keep my keys well away from the front door and actually inside one of those little wallets, which stops the signal getting out. And I find that works pretty well when I've had it with me and I've walked past the car. Car doesn't open, car doesn't see the key. So I do think those blockers kind of work. And then we keep it locked away as well. So, you know, even if it was an opportunist, you know, for whatever reason, we keep our car keys well away. It's how so many cars are stolen. Right, let's talk about BYD next. BYD is celebrating a significant production milestone by becoming one of the first new energy vehicle makers to produce 1 million electric passenger cars. The 1 millionth electric EV, the Han EV, rolled off their production line yesterday at BYD headquarters in Shenzhen. The landmark moment in BYD's history coincides with the announcement that the first batch of 100 Tangs are now heading to Norway. Well, I think they're actually now ready for delivery, actually, with the Scandinavian country selected by BYD for their plans to launch in the European car market. 1,500 Tang SUVs will be delivered to Norway before the end of the year as the company commits to accelerating European expansion. Volkswagen CEO next in the news. Some of the world's most memorable hot hatches have been made by repurposing a powertrain. Think Renault Clio Sport. Or Renault Sport Clio, I should say. Alfa's 147 GTA. The Audi S1. Now, of course, let's talk about VW and the GTI. And let's talk about the ID3. Most definitely not an electric Golf. Kind of looks like one, but the same size. But it's not a Golf, the ID3. And they're going to make a GTI version. But they're not, because they won't call it GTI. They'll call it GTX. They're taking the innards, the gubbins of the VW ID4, according to Pistonheads at least, and putting them inside the ID3. That means four-wheel drive. So far, ID3s have been rear-wheel drive. They've got the big battery, 82 kilowatt-hour pack, all-wheel drive, GTX spec, and, of course, the ID3, much smaller than the ID4. So maybe 350 horsepower in a little car like that. 5 seconds, 0-60, but it's not about the 0-60 dash. Those GTIs are always about, a hot hatch is always about having some smiles. And that sounds amazing. Get it on the market, VW. Brilliant. Right, final story today. The world's first battery electric locomotive rail technology company, Wabtec, has demonstrated an all-electric train that could help the environment and heavy hauling freight services. The company's battery-powered FlexDrive was used as part of a 3-month trial. It reduced the fuel consumption of the entire vehicle. Of course, as New Atlas, their flex drive is described as the world's first 100% battery-powered locomotive. Has a, get this, I'd quite like this in my car, 18,000 lithium-ion cells powering four axles. It's a 2.4 megawatt-hour system. They charge overnight, of course, when electricity is cheaper because everyone's asleep. So it's good for the grid as well. And, you know, 2.4 megawatt hours is about 32 times as big as a top spec Model 3 with a 75 kilowatt hour pack. Okay, question of the week. What's the best specialist vehicle you can think of to make a great EV out of? There you go. Trains, that's one of them. Email me your thoughts. hello@evnewsdaily.com. Well, come and say hi on socials. I am at EV News Daily on Twitter. Thank you very much to our premium partners on Patreon. But of course, all Patreon, whatever level it is, whether it's $5, $10 or more, everyone gets the ad-free feed. And if it's not clear how to do that in Patreon, drop me a note and I'll explain it. Or maybe I'll do a separate Patreon podcast about that. Premium partners, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, Porsche of The Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, NationalCarCharging.com and AlohaCharge.com, Derek Riley from the EV Review Island YouTube channel, and Richard at RSCV.co.uk. Buying and selling EVs in the UK. Check out eMobilityNorway.com as well, our sponsors of Question of the Week. Have a good and see you tomorrow. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.